This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, hop into one of those. We'll get you on the air with us here. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian.
And Conan.
Johnson, I believe, is expected here tonight at some
He's
point
a late
soon.
Guy always.
Yeah.
Always late.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. But we got stuff to talk about, including the story that I mentioned over the weekend. We just didn't get to it. I definitely want to talk about this, which is that there is a free speech ban in Connecticut that's been on the books apparently for more than 100 years, and it has now gotten misdemeanor charges laid against a couple of college students for uttering some racial slurs. We can talk about that. Plus, Conan, you want to share a story about the Young Turks, which is it's a talk show.
It's a progressive
left-leaning
very left-leaning talk show. Most of them are Bernie boys. And, this is a classic case of do as I say, not as I do.
We'll get into what that means coming up. It has to do with unions here in a moment. Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. Let me jump into the story here from the Associated Press in Hartford, Connecticut. Free speech concerns were raised following the arrests of two University of Connecticut students accused of saying a racial slur. They've led legislators to consider repealing a century-old law that bans ridicule based on race, religion, or nationality. The episode on campus involving two white students in October was recorded on video and sparked protests against racism. Many people applauded their arrests, but civil liberties groups condemned them as an affront to First Amendment rights. Police said the students Jared Carell and Ryan Mukaj uttered the racial slur several times while walking through the parking lot of a campus apartment complex. Just to be clear, there wasn't anyone they were talking to except themselves.
Wow.
So they weren't, you know, spewing these things at another human being. But even if they were, it should still be protected speech.
No, and they were on campus.
Correct. They're in an apartment complex parking lot on campus, recorded by a black student. They say they were playing a game that involved saying offensive words, and it was not directed at anyone in particular. That didn't stop them from being charged under a 1917 law that makes it a misdemeanor for anyone. A misdemeanor, which means up to a year in jail in most places, for anyone who, quote, ridicules or holds up to contempt any person or class of persons. So on this show, we talk bad about politicians all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Any person or class of persons on account of the creed, religion, color, denomination, nationality, or race of such a person or class of persons.
Well, and this was taken, the school took over the took the reins, or was this sent to the police?
Well, misdemeanor charge, you don't get that from the school. That comes from the government. That comes from the police.
Right.
The prosecution. A bill before the legislature's Judiciary Committee would repeal the law, which has been criticized by law professors around the country and other groups, including the ACLU, which said the student's conduct was offensive but not criminal. Public hearing on the bill was scheduled last week. John Cassell, Enfield Republican, ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, said, quote, I know the title sort of sounds like, whoa, what are they doing? But the issue as to whether someone can really face criminal charges for something that has some real questionable constitutionality, I think is worth discussing at this point in time, he said. According to state court records, the ridicule charge, which carries up to 30 days in jail, has been filed 40 times since 2012, resulting in 10 convictions.
Wow.
Only one of the convictions included jail time. But that doesn't make it okay. Okay, just because only one out of 40 people went to jail.
And I'm wondering how, so they might have gotten fined, reprimanded, yep. My question is, how did the school handle these students? Were they...
Did they get expelled?
Exactly. I would be more fearful of that than a $100 fine or whatever that nonsense might
come to. It wouldn't surprise me if they did.
And here's the other question. 1917, what were the circumstances 100 years ago where someone decided this was a good law?
Great question.
You think that, I mean, right now we hear about all this nonsense taking place, these free speech zones and whatnot, in 2012 to 2020.
Yeah, we think those are new ideas, but apparently
obviously
not in Connecticut.
Obviously they've been woke in Connecticut for 100 years.
William Dunlap, a professor at Quinnipiac University School of Law in North Haven, Connecticut, said, quote, "It's so clearly unconstitutional under the First Amendment that it's hard to believe it's still on the books.
Mm-hmm.
It punishes speech based on the content of the speech, and that is one of the key concepts of the First Amendment, that the government cannot punish speech based on its content." Well, if you don't think that's true, wait till you hear what I did today.
Uh-oh.
I went to the hearing, the bail hearing, part two, for Christopher Cantwell.
Here in
Concord, New Hampshire. Federal court. I'll tell you about that coming up. But we'll finish this story here first, because they're both related.
Right.
They're both about freedom of speech. Chris Cantwell right now is a political prisoner because of the things that he
has. These guys might even be Cantwell fans.
Who knows?
Of course, by their last names, they're probably not.
They sound foreign, even though they're claiming here in the story they're white. But going on, Douglas Spencer added that the state ridicule law, in theory, could be used to arrest comedians who make fun of others. He said, quote, "I don't think the old statute would survive a constitutional challenge." But that's the thing. 40 people have been brought up on charges since 2012, and we don't know how many before that.
And how many of them had money for lawyers or even cared?
That's the thing. You know, as unconstitutional
plea out.
As these things are, you never actually, almost never will somebody fight these charges. Most of the time, as you said, Conan, they will take a plea deal, which means they take a guilty plea. There's no chance after that. Once you take a guilty plea, it's over.
Yep.
You don't get to go back and say, whoops, I messed up. Let's sue constitutionality. Nope. Done deal. Case closed. Sentence given. You got to do what the judge says in that case. And so this happens all the time, whether it be unconstitutional laws like this, or as we saw here in Keene, New Hampshire a few years back when they passed a clearly illegal ban on the synthetic drugs here in town when it was not illegal at the state level and therefore prohibited for the towns to do that because New Hampshire is not a home rule state.
Yeah, they were like, let's just do it. Let's see what happens.
They actually addressed it in an open city council meeting where...
And the lawyer was like, you guys can't do this.
And they just went right ahead and did it anyway. And there was no punishment for them for it because, again... The law targets poor people.
It targets people who can pay the fines.
Well, not necessarily.
It doesn't target homeless people. People who are, you know,
homeless people get arrested for drugs?
And whatever happens, they probably got arrested on purpose, so they had a nice warm cell to sleep in.
Maybe so, but look, they put people on payment plans.
I'm thinking there are a lot of individuals in this city, town, who are living on public and private property, sleeping. Camping, and cops are looking the other way. Because what are you going to do with them? And, you know, make an example out of them, put them in jail, fine them? You can't do any of those because it's not going to work. But you and me, they're going to get us for speed tickets, and they're going to get us for parking tickets.
They know I'm not going to pay. Well, they'll drop my parking tickets.
I actually have some stories about that this year, too. Getting followed for about 4 miles.
Really?
And I knew he was right on me. 4 miles, and he decided to... make a right. So I've got particular stickers on the back of my truck and whatnot. And, all you got to do is just, I guess, look at my license.
One
of those guys.
What are one of the stickers that you think sets them off?
I think it's a combination of anti-war stickers right next to my veteran stickers. And I also have, even though I'm not a free stater, I do have a pork fest sticker on there as well. I think that helps. Yeah, I guess libertarians got to have some kind of a symbol representing who our mascot is, the porcupine.
The president of the Connecticut State Conference of the NAACP, Scott Esdale, said that the bill to repeal the law raises serious concerns, and he will seek opinions from civil rights lawyers and NAACP officials about the proposal. The State Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities has asked the Judiciary Committee to reject the repeal bill. So there are actually people who want to keep this law on the books.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder how you feel about it. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on our Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, more about this highly unconstitutional but long-lasting statute in Connecticut that is resulting in dozens of people being charged for freedom of speech. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount at LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment history. Historically, McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you're invited if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
By the way, the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. They say that in just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org, DivvyProject.org, as we continue here, talking about your former home state, Johnson, of Connecticut, where since 1917 there has been a law on the books that makes it illegal, a misdemeanor charge, by the way, with up to 30 days in jail as a potential sentence, for anyone who, quote, ridicules or holds up to contempt any person or class of persons on the account of the creed, religion, color, denomination, nationality, or race of such person or class of persons. And now, 103 years later, finally, someone is talking about repealing this.
Yep.
There's a bill in front of the Judiciary Committee right now. However, it's not without its opposition. According to Scott X. Estale of the NAACP and also the State Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities, they have asked the Judiciary Committee to reject the repeal bill, saying, quote,
"We, the legislature of Connecticut, has found that in the United States, we are the safe space state of the country, and we want to remain in our status as the safe space of the country."
They didn't call it that in 1917, but that's what they created, or what they were trying to create. And so here's what the commission has to say about it. They say, at a time when hate and bias incidents are on the rise, it's critical that the state not remove these types of prohibitions that aim to deter or punish this unacceptable behavior.
See, it's basically the same thing.
Now, I would be curious to know what the percentage of the population is that supports this law. How widespread is the complete rejection of the idea of freedom of speech?
Like I said, when you consider when this came about, this law was first brought into existence, you wouldn't think any of the, you wouldn't think the argument was taking place at all. There were lots of crazy racist bigots running around doing their thing 100 years ago. And so just finding that out has already thrown me through a loop. It's like I thought we were having issues now, but it seems like it's been going on for a long time. I would like to know. So you said 40 in the last decade.
Since 2012.
8 years.
Yeah.
My question would be, how many through the lifetime of this bill, of this law?
Great question.
Which, I don't know, maybe if we had Daryl here, he'd be able to figure it out. But
my guess would be that it would be very high among college
young
educated,
people.
You know, young people.
Meaning the percentage of people who want this law to continue would be high.
Support limits, dramatically limiting free speech.
I suspect you're right about that.
Support.
You know, I think it's
fascistic government.
I think it's about the same.
While claiming that they're anti-fascist, supporting as many fascist policies as they can possibly get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
I think the support of this law is probably about the same as it was 100 years ago. Most people don't even know about it for starters, except the people who are the victims out there who are always looking for these types of laws so that they can go after their bullies, and lawyers. And I think that's the only people who even know about it. Now we know about it. I didn't know this law exists until just now.
Here's what happened so far to the.
I did find some numbers here as I was doing a quick search from a Pew Research Center study that says that 40% of millennials are more likely to support censoring offensive statements that might be offensive to minority groups,
mm-hmm,
or minorities, as compared with 27% of Gen X, 24% of boomers,
yep,
and 12% of the silent generation.
But if we were to follow those millennials, you'd see a lot of, as soon as they get jobs, as soon as they start paying bills and paying taxes and getting a taste of the real life, a lot of that 40% is going to drop off.
Well,
and then you're going to have the snowflakes are going to be that new 40%. Just typical.
Maybe. I don't know.
Corral, which is one of the people who was arrested, of Plainville, Connecticut, has been granted a probation program that could result in his criminal charges being dismissed while the criminal case is still pending for the other man in question. The two students have filed a federal lawsuit against the university saying they were punished in violation of their free speech rights. A judge ruled last month the school cannot discipline the students, including barring them from student housing while the criminal cases are pending.
But what about afterwards, whenever the hammer falls? And are they going to get expelled?
Yep. And so the first guy was granted a probation program, which sounds like a plea deal to me.
Yep.
In defending UConn, the state attorney general's office has filed court documents saying UConn officials deny any proposed discipline is based on the students' use of racial slurs, but instead is based on their violation of the, quote, disruptive behavior, unquote, provision of the student code. So they got their ways of getting you out, and that's what they're going to do. I bet you don't get a refund either in that case. If you want to join the show here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, especially if you're somebody who agrees with this law. We know you're out there. I mean, the numbers, Johnson just read them. There's a large number of people who support things like this.
Bunch of babies.
Yeah.
And their argument is, well, we have to have a safe space where the kids can be free from bullies and they can focus all of their attention on learning. And then after that, paying off and drinking.
There's another study from 2015 that's titled "Global Support for Principle of Free Expression, but Opposition to Some Forms of Speech." Americans especially likely to embrace individual liberties.
Free expression, except A, B, C, D. The list just keeps getting longer, and that's the problem. I understand there's some pretty disgusting speech out there. I get it. I know who Christopher Cantwell is. I was at his hearing today. I know the things that he has said. He has said some horrifying things. Christopher Cantwell, former host here on Free Talk Live, we fired him a few years back. I think it's like 5 years ago now at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
Time flies, man.
Yeah, I think he started flipping to racism in like 2015, maybe sometime between 2015 and 2016. But we booted him out the door as soon as we found out that he was a racist here on Free Talk Live.
Did you give him some opportunities?
We wanted him to make right, yeah. We definitely. I didn't want to fire Chris. He was a talented, funny guy.
He's a talker.
He's great on the radio. And he was a really, I've actually been making promos recently from 2015, and a couple of them have Chris in them because he's funny. But he went in this racist direction, and it just got worse from there. He got even more... I'm not going to say violent in his rhetoric, but Chris has always had a way of dancing around the violence in the things that he says. So way back when we first met him, he kind of talked about being violent toward police officers. He's changed his tune about the police. Now he likes the cops because he wants to get in control of the government and have control of the police so they can do his bidding to create whatever kind of white nationalist society that he wants. But today he was in a federal court for what they call a detention hearing. It's a bail hearing. And I was there. I saw it, and I saw the first part of it because it was like 3+ hours in total for just a bail hearing.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what I saw coming up here in moments and what they're saying, their reasons, the state, the government's reasons to try to keep this man in a prison cell pending trial.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A few dozen Americans are sick, but the coronavirus is really doing a number on Wall Street. The Dow lost 879 points today after losing more than 1,000 points on Monday. At the closing bell, the Dow finished at 2781. During a hearing on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the United States is prepared should an outbreak happen in the United States.
We do have in the Strategic National Stockpile ventilators. We have masks. We have...
Enough.
Of course not, or we wouldn't be asking for a supplemental to seek more money to procure more of that.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump on their way back to the United States after a two-day visit to India, and seven Democratic presidential hopefuls will face off in a matter of hours in the next Democratic debate in South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. But just be careful if you live in Connecticut that you may be facing jail time if you offend somebody with your speech. There's a law there that may be being repealed, but maybe not. Who knows? There's opposition to repealing a over 100-year-old law that criminalizes offensive speech.
Wasn't there a ruling that was in federal court that, for example, you could tell off the police?
Oh yeah, there's like been plenty of rulings.
F you, pig.
Yes,
you know that kind of thing. Well, what's kind of interesting is that would be a really interesting case, because wouldn't that be a group of people based on their, you know, creed, profession, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, it's
those things clearly in opposition to one another, and you'd have federal case law versus, you know, local Connecticut, who cares about.
It's a species remark, a hate remark, if you consider pigs all one big family. And I don't think speciesism was on the list.
That's true, yeah.
Pigs could get very offended by that.
But no, Johnson, I think you're right. They could interpret it that way, and they could charge somebody in Connecticut over that.
Right.
But a lot of those cops being told to F off situations, they've been taken to court.
Right.
It doesn't sound like anybody's ever taken these laws to court, because it's been around for 100-plus years.
Yeah.
Surely, if somebody had challenged it, it would have been overturned.
Well, is it being enforced?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
40 arrests in the last 8 years.
Wow.
with 10 convictions.
Wow.
So, you know, what happened to the other 30? I presume they offered them, you know, like a pretrial agreement. I forget what they call it.
What's the penalty and conviction for this?
Up to 30 days in jail.
Wow.
Now, again,
I think someone would challenge that further. Wow.
That's what you would think, right? But the thing is, they're not going after rich people. Yeah. You know, they're not going after doctors and lawyers.
It's 30 days now? Like, people are just willing to roll over and take 30 days?
Well, 9 out of 10 of the convictions didn't go to jail. So it was like, you get probation or you get a fine or something like that.
Okay.
But somebody did go to jail.
Right.
1 out of the 40 people did go to jail.
Right.
But still, even if no one went to jail, that wouldn't make it okay, because these people who said a thing somebody didn't like had their freedom taken from them while they were put in handcuffs, put in the back of a cruiser.
Yeah, no, I wasn't making any sort of suggestion that it was okay. I was sort of going on the, what is the cost level that people are willing to put up with rather than fight? You know, because at some point people feel forced to fight, you know, because the punishment and the cost gets to be great enough that they have to do something about it.
Well, we were just talking last night about what they call the suspicious activity report, which is what the banks file on you if you make less than $10,000 deposits, like at $9,900.
I was just researching that. You talked about it last night?
In detail. There was a really interesting story from, I believe it was Ag. I'd have to pull it up. It's in our Telegram, in our Twitters and such. But anyways, an agricultural website that followed the story of a farmer and his wife who were just selling stuff at the farmer's market. And then they went into the bank and were making deposits. And then finally they had a
$12,000 deposit.
Okay, so you've heard the story. Yes. So they had a larger deposit than normal. Usually it was under $10,000. And the banker, the teller, told them, hey, just put in less than $10,000. You won't have to do paperwork. So they started to do what the banker told them to do, which resulted in another banker likely filing a suspicious activity report on them, because if you deposit less than $10,000, you get this report filed on you.
And they're adding up all the accumulations, too. So if you go in there in the morning and you come back later in the afternoon and add to that, and it goes over 10. But you're not supposed to ask them. They're supposed to report it if you look suspicious, of course. But if they start asking you questions about what I can and can't do, you're supposed to report it?
Who knows? I don't know what the rules are and what different things will trigger a suspicious activity report. But one of them is definitely doing less than $10,000 if you're close to $10,000. If you're doing like $3,000, they're probably not going to file one.
Yeah.
But if you're doing $9,900... $9,800, and you do another $9,900 the next day, then they're going to file a report on you. And the thing with that is, it took 50 years before this thing got overturned.
Right.
They've been enforced. The Bank Secrecy Act went into place in 1970. And this Bank Secrecy Act provision that requires these people to be reported, and then ultimately charges get brought by the Treasury Department. And then ultimately what ended up happening was the Treasury Department comes in, they go into your bank account, Conan, and they take out $50,000, whatever it is that's in there, whatever you've earned over the last several years is in your bank account. They just take it right out.
That's suspicious money, and now
we
can't let you drug dealers have that $50,000.
Well, here's the thing. They don't have any drug charges for you, so they just have the charge of what they call...
They don't care. There's some bureaucrat behind a desk. Right. They don't care that you've been farming your whole life.
So they just have the charge of what they call structuring. And the charge is that you tried to avoid the $10,000 cash transaction report. That's a crime.
Yep.
And so the thing that they would do is they would say, all right, look, Conan, we got your money. Now, we know you didn't do any drug dealing or anything like that, but you broke the law. Now, we're going to make this easy on you, okay? We're going to give you $20,000 back. You will just sign this form, and then we'll avoid court. You won't have to deal with any kind of, lawyers or anything like that. You save the money. You don't have to pay an attorney, because if you pay an attorney, you're going to lose everything.
Yep.
You just sign this paperwork, and it'll all be over. We'll give you the $20,000 back. We'll keep 30, and everybody goes home. And so that's what happened. People would just sign the release forms. Just like back when in Florida, I don't know if you remember the story, Johnson, the Bradenton Police Department was pulling people over 20 years ago or whatever it was, and they would pull over somebody for a suspected drug dealer, find a bag of marijuana or cocaine or something like
that. Or a bag of cash.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would say, we're going to do you a favor. We could charge you with a felony here, son, but how about you just sign this release form and give us the keys to your car and your title, and we'll let you walk home. Mm. And this was going on left and right.
Right.
And that's the thing. They go after people who can't afford to do anything about it. But luckily they...
Which is everybody.
Right, almost. They hit one guy with this farmer who was like, okay, I'm fighting this. And he went and he threw in whatever resources he had left because they froze a chunk, good chunk of his money. And he got Institute for Justice on board.
Right.
And they took the case and they actually... did result in a change to the federal law that says that they can only bring a structuring charge now if other illegal activity is involved. So a little bit of good news, but man, how many dozens and dozens and if not hundreds of people and businesses were targeted by this particular law? Because most people won't fight.
Well, and of course, most people, a third of the population, are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have
they
enough.
Don't have
they
it.
Don't have 10,000 to move around, but. Every now and then, like for me, for example, I was just transferring, and I'm like, hold on now, I need to think about this. And so I got on the Googles, and I'm researching, it's like, 10,000, don't do it. you know, you got to do it in small little chunks.
No, do it all at once. You don't want to try to avoid the $10,000 cash transaction report. That's what gets people in trouble.
No. I was looking at my minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get an idea of, I didn't come anywhere near. $10,000.
What if, so for example, in this case, they were going to farmers markets, right?
Yeah.
And so they would have had, you know, and I'm imagining, and maybe I'm completely wrong about this, but that a farmers market generally is going to be something that happens over the weekend. You know, so they had a $10,000 transaction, and so they were doing these things like right under $10,000, and they had multiple transactions that were right under $10,000. What if they had spread it out to the point of where it was like $1,000 a day, like every normal business in America?
Probably would have gone unnoticed.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been considered structuring, I don't think. So
generally, no.
So, I mean, there is something to be said for if it's going to be small, don't keep it right under.
Yeah,
if it's, right under 10,000. But if you can make it much,
if it's
under
well
10, 000,
below, yeah. But again, there's nothing that's unusual to the government about the $10,000 report. I mean, it sounds scary. Oh my God, they're going right. to report the money to the government. Well, it's okay because it happens all the time.
Right.
I mean, the Treasury Department literally gets millions and millions mm-hmm. of these cash transaction reports. I mean, think about every business that does
right.
more than $10,000 worth of business in a day. Every grocery store, every major
right.
Retailer, they're walking into a bank with 10 grand in cash
right.
regularly.
Right.
So.
But if you're not a businessman, maybe you should think about it.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more coming up here. You can join us on the way to Cantwell. Court case. I'll tell you about it.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or are you having some doubts? Tom Young, the author and founder of The CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. So I went to federal court today to watch a lengthy bail hearing. It was actually part two of what started on Thursday, a bail hearing that was two hours and 15 or 20 minutes on Thursday that continued today for just over an hour before finally the judge, or I guess magistrate, which is somehow different from a judge. It's like the lowest level federal judge, basically. Right. She handles bail hearings like this. She took the case what they call under advisement. So even after hours of, there was one witness testifying in the earlier portion and then lots of arguing by the prosecution and the defense, even though the judge had an entire weekend to ruminate on it and look at whatever evidence was proffered to her, she still couldn't make up her mind in court, and she took the case under advisement. She will issue a written ruling about what will happen to Christopher Cantwell, the so-called crying Nazi, the man who made headlines on Vice News and elsewhere out of the Charlottesville protests back in 2017. So let me see. Where should I begin?
What are the charges?
I believe there's only one charge at this point. There may be more coming, of course, but for the moment, they have him on a charge, and I don't have the exact, I don't have the indictment pulled up here, but basically interstate threats. So what did he do? He admitted you know, he didn't deny doing this. He actually admitted to this, which is probably a mistake. He talked to the FBI and told them that he was the person who sent the messages.
Mm-hmm.
But the message had to do with threatening, they say, to rape a woman. But that's not what he actually said. In the message, he said that he was going to F your wife, speaking to someone on Telegram, in front of your kids. In front of your kids.
Mm.
I mean, it's a horrible thing to say. But that's not rape, okay? Because we don't know. Maybe his wife would have sex with him by consent. Maybe his wife already had sex with him by consent. I don't know.
And question, are cross-state line threats worse than you live in my town, my city threats?
Then the feds wouldn't get involved.
Ah, there you go.
The feds are involved because this guy doesn't live in New Hampshire, whoever the so-called victim was. Well, here's the other interesting thing about the victim in this case. The victim, who they describe as victim one in this case, never complained to the federal government, never complained to local police.
Right.
The so-called victim simply posted these images of the chat they had on Telegram, by the way, online. And, of course, the feds are watching everything Cantwell does. So they saw this, and they used that as their excuse to go raid his home about a month ago and take all of his computers and take all of his guns and various other things that they found, including pills and things.
I'm just trying to imagine Cantwell on the stand for this and just being like, of course I implied consent. Look at me. Look at him. You know, like this.
Now I'm just finding out.
You know, like, I'm sure he would just take it further, you know.
I'm just finding out that the man that he threatened was a lawyer.
Really?
So I'm wondering if
they've identified this person?
In this, the DailyBeast.com article, it says that the man who was threatened was a lawyer.
Well, that's interesting because this lawyer, then, is part of what they call the Bull Patrol. Do you know what that is? Have you heard of the Bull Patrol, Johnson?
Okay, this lawyer was suing Cantwell.
Only today.
Because of his actions at Charlottesville, according to this article.
No, you're confusing something. So you're confusing the attorney. Okay, so hold on. So Cantwell went to Charlottesville. There was this white supremacist protest thing. Well, let me explain it now. Cantwell went to do this white supremacist protest thing in Charlottesville. He got arrested. There was a fight. Okay, that happened. He got arrested for that. He took a guilty plea, ended up doing time served, basically, and got kicked out of Virginia for 5 years. But there's been a civil suit filed against him and, like, several other of these white nationalist characters. The attorney you're talking about is the attorney who's heading up that civil suit. He said some nasty things sort of by proxy about that attorney. But he didn't threaten.
He's saying nasty things about everybody.
That's what he does.
He's
an a-hole.
He's a crying Nazi.
He's a terrible human being in a lot of ways. But being a mean jerk who says mean things shouldn't be a crime. And threatening to have sex with somebody else's wife, he didn't say rape. But that's what they're trying to paint it as. They're trying to say this was a threat to rape this man's wife. And it's ridiculous what they're doing to him. He doesn't belong in a jail cell. You may not like him. You may not like the things he says. And I don't like the things he says. But I understand that freedom of speech means you've got to stand up for the people that say things that are ugly.
Yep.
So that's one of the reasons I wanted to go there and see what they were trying to do. So on Thursday, they bring a Manchester cop up on the stand, and this guy works with the FBI. So, like, big city Manchester Police Department has a officer who's, like, constantly working with the FBI, and this guy's been, like, consuming all kinds of Cantwell things. He's, you know, listened to his shows. He's all over his websites. He's following his you know, Gab posts when he had a Gab account, and he's got all this evidence of Chris Cantwell, the meth-addled, crazed lunatic. The violent nut job Cantwell, who is, you know, going to snap at any moment because he's always on a meth binge. This was the picture that they were trying to paint. So they actually played some of the audio from the sort of noteworthy Chris Cantwell meth recording that he did back in 2016.
Right, okay.
Where he was high on meth, and he admits it in the recording, and he just sort of rambles for 4 hours in this really lengthy rambling screed of a podcast. They took about 4 minutes of that and they played it where he was talking about how, you know, methed up he was and that, you know, he wanted more meth and so on and so forth. So they, you know, gave some evidence that he had been a meth user. Not any evidence that they found meth in his home or anything like that. Not any evidence that he's currently a meth user, but that he had been a meth user within the last half a decade. They, of course, posted some of his offensive things that he said online about that attorney that you mentioned, for instance. They posted some things. And again, not very nice, not nice things, but no threats necessarily. And then this guy, of course, he got cross-examined, and the defense did a fairly decent job of changing the narrative, because the narrative from the prosecution is that Chris Cantwell's a danger to the community and he shouldn't be released.
I know. So we've had many conversations about Chris being a master, you know, at pivoting, you know, and,
okay,
you know,
changing who he is.
Changing who he is. So I have a prediction.
Where's he going to go next?
So I know where he's going to go next.
Jesus.
Dare officer.
Oh, no.
Do they still?
He will be the master of scaring kids straight, because right, he's got to be like, hey, meth, it's a hell of a drug, you know? Responsible for me becoming a Nazi. I was,
do they still
find an upstanding libertarian?
What do they say? Meth.
Do they still air those programs?
What?
Dare?
Dare.
I don't know.
Or, in schools, I mean, I don't, you know, like, they'll just send him around the country to talk to kids to scare them straight.
It might be his goal. He's like, what can I do? What can I do with all this anger? I want to make money off of this anger. And so he's talked. He was probably talking to his, you know, lawyer, and is like, I got a great idea for you.
We're gonna, he doesn't have a paid lawyer anymore.
We're gonna hook you up.
He owes his attorney money.
The guy in the track corner hat has moved on.
Oh, they also brought up a post that he made on some forum where it's a fairly lengthy post about various different privacy technologies.
Uh-huh.
So they talked about how Cantwell's an advocate of private email services. I think Proton Mail was one that he recommended.
Mm-hmm.
They bring up Signal, the messaging app. They brought up Telegram, the messaging app.
It's mentioned in this article.
And
they say that's it's the home of white nationalists.
Which article is this?
This is the Daily Beast.
Daily Beast. And who's the author? Just curious.
Meghan McCain. No, just kidding.
Will Sommer.
I wonder.
Sommer.
Pull up his photograph, because there was a guy in the courthouse today who was very rude to me when I tried to introduce myself to him. And I don't know if that's... No, that's not him. I don't think that's him. Anyway, so...
He was rude to you.
Yeah, Cantwell...
What, were you taping, by the way?
No, you can't. It's federal court.
Gotcha.
That's why at the Ross Ulbricht hearings, the Ross Ulbricht trial, all you could get from that was like an artist's rendition of Ross. Because it's literally like walking into the 1800s. You can't have a recording device in the courtroom. Not even, you know, any kind of media is not allowed to do it. You've got a pencil and paper. That's it. 855, 450 free. Unless you beg for permission, then they might let you bring in a laptop, but only for note-taking purposes. More coming up.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.